Good morning, and welcome to another in our Ag and Uncertain Times webinar series. We're pleased that you're joining us this morning. We have an excellent lineup of presenters to share information that we think would be really useful as we think about this time. I'm John Newkirk. I'm an extension economist with Washington State University. And our series started in June on credit, September on marketing, October families in uncertain time. Next month we'll deal with some of the issues relating to risk management. And our goal is to help producers and others meet the challenge of today's uncertain economy. We have three presenters this morning. I will introduce them each in turn. We will have an opportunity to provide questions for them at the end of their presentations, and then after all three have shared their insightful information with us, we'll have a time to ask questions of all three of them. Again, we'd like you to enter your questions in the chat window on the left, and I will present them to the presenters. We have a team working behind the scenes, so if several of you ask a similar question, they roll it into one, and then I provide it to the presenters. And as you can see in this slide, there's a little window at the bottom of the chat window. That's where you type it in, and just take your cursor and click on the little return arrow at the right, and that submits the question, so that we can see it and use it and present it. All of our past webinars are available, have been recorded, and you can watch them, download them at any time. And we will have this web page in a file at the end of the program that you can easily download. But with the power of Google these days, if you just actually Google Ag in Uncertain Times, you can get to this web page. The slide presentations are also there for you to look at and use. Next week, on the 20th, we're going to spend a whole webinar focusing on personal and business bankruptcy. And the following week, October the 21st, it's not the following week, it's the very next day. We kind of have a wrap-up of a couple of excellent presenters going to try to pull this information together for us in some very practical ways. There's another very valuable resource out there. It's the MITNET webpage. It's an e-extension initiative. And eventually all of our materials will be linked here as well, but there's a wealth of other information here, both for farm management and marketing, and also related to families and family economic information. If you'd like to take the Adobe calls it the pod, I'll call it the window where the slides show up, and have those completely fill your screen. You hit the full screen tab at the bottom, and if you want to come back so that you can enter something into the chat box, just toggle that button again. So we'd like to ask you a few polling questions. Those of you that have been with us before know the routine. It really helps us as we think about the rest of our series to, if you can take the time, this, we just like to have some idea of where you're located, what part of the country you're from. We've got a good attendance this morning. It's real simple. You just take your cursor over, click it on the answer that's appropriate. We're going to try to move through these fairly quickly so that we can get to what you all are here for, and that's to learn from our presenters. This one is how many are participating at your site. In the past, we've actually had some folks that have projected these and had a number of people, as many as 50, at a site to watch these. We're interested in what your connection is, your speed. Well, we won't need to know your speed, but how you're connecting with us gives us some information. The technology is not perfect yet. As we've gone along, we've figured out a lot more of it. This is a kind of a learn-as-you-go process. The main issue people have had in the past, and it's been a very small number, is around audio. And if you have some continuous audio issues rather than some just short static issue, just type it what's your problem you're having there in the chat box, and one of our team behind the scenes will try to get back to you directly through that chat box and see if we can't work it out. Most generally, the audio problems relate to bandwidth or bandwidth being used up at the site of the computer where the problem is. As I say, this is still technology in development, and we have a great deal of thanks for Montana State University and Dwayne Griffith and his team there that have really helped us smooth these out for the most part. So, and this question relates directly to some of the topic this morning on rate the communication within your own operation. And if you're an extension educator, you can within your organization or business there.